It's Thursday, May 14th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. What will the new normal look like for the economy once the country opens back up fully? In some ways, the post-COVID-19 economy will look a lot like the one that struggled to recover from the 2008 financial crisis. After an initial rebound, there will be slow growth and high unemployment. Households will save more and spend less as they continue to worry about health and finances, and more small businesses could close their doors. Rich Miller, reporter at Bloomberg News, joins us for the new normal for the economy. Thanks for joining us, Rich.
Thank you, Oscar.
We're all looking forward to when the country opens back up and we can get back to normal. But unfortunately, the new normal 2.0 for the economy looks like it could be pretty long and not really ever get back to normal, at least in the short term. Growth is going to be really bad. Inflation is going to still be low. Unemployment could stick around with us at these high levels for quite some time, maybe not at the exact levels that they are now. But after this initial rebound that we expect to have once businesses start reopening, it's going to be a slow comeback. Rich, tell us a little bit more about that.
I think what we're going to have is kind of what I call a just-in-case economy, right? Everybody's going to be looking over their shoulder. Everybody's going to be defensive. So as you say, after we get sort of an initial bounce, you know, when everything opens up after being shut down, consumers are going to be wary. They're not going to go to restaurants right away. They're not going to get on subways or metros. They might save a little more money, not spend as much. I think companies, too, are going to be a little in the just-in-case type. They're going to husband their resources a little bit. They're not going to take big bets on new businesses, except maybe if they're in pharmaceuticals, of course. And they're going to be looking to sort of shorten their supply lines, cut back on how dependent they are. And then governments are going to be doing the same. We already see the Trump administration talking about we've got to produce more of this PPE here at home, et cetera. So, I mean, you add it all up. And as you say, it's kind of an economy that's kind of really lackluster because nobody's really gunning it, right? Everybody's kind of looking over their shoulder, hunkering down a little bit, a little shell-shocked from what happened. And it's going to take time to kind of shake that off and get our groove back, I think.
Let's talk a little bit about businesses and unemployment. We've seen a lot of layoffs coming. There's already 20 million Americans that have applied for unemployment benefits. Uber and some other big companies have also just recently laid off more people. And the longer this thing is going to stretch out, the more companies are either going to start downsizing permanently, go out of business. And I think from your article, there was a note here, 3.5 million small businesses could close their doors in the next 2 months. And beyond that, in the next 5 months, 7.5 million could close. This is all dependent, obviously, on things rolling out super slow, but that's really bad. So on that front, the businesses aren't doing too well, and that's also going to contribute to more unemployment.
A lot of these small and medium-sized businesses, they run on pretty thin margins, all right? It's not like they're making a lot of money, and they don't have all that much money in the bank to withstand basically losing all their business. But even when they come back, how many restaurants are going to be able to pay the rent, pay their employees, when they're only a quarter full? They can't be more than a quarter full, and they have to swab down all the menus and make sure every table is 6 feet apart. These companies, a lot of them don't have the money, you know, especially these mom-and-pop places. Some of these people are running it out of their credit card. They don't have big bank accounts or anything, or they're borrowing from their family. And that's a fair number of people. And as you say, unemployment is maybe going to get up to 20% or more, and maybe it'll come down quick to 10%, but then it could hang out at that, you know, and that's like three times what it was in February.
Another big hit, obviously, tourism has taken a huge hit. Delta Airlines said that it might take 3 years before they can see any type of recovery from the pandemic. People that are looking to buy a new car dropped close to a 10-year low. These are all big industries that are going to take a long time to ramp back up.
And it's not only big industries, some of those industries, as you mentioned, employ a hell of a lot of people. Tourism is now a big deal. Leisure and restaurants are big deals in terms of, you know, they're service sector, very labor intensive type industries and companies. And, you know, that just doesn't bode well. And unfortunately, it's the lower income people who are really feeling it. The Federal Reserve had a statistic, I think it was like 40% of people earning under $40,000 have lost their job. I mean, that's incredible when you think of it, 40%. Some of them is obviously going to come back, but The fear is, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell was talking about this, the fear is that this is going to be, you know, a long, hard slog getting back to where we were.
Tell me a little bit about the supply chain, because we hear a lot about that, but businesses are going to have to take a different approach to this, where before, you know, obviously they're looking for very cheap things in the supply chain so they can make their own products. Now they might be having different considerations, other sources, more domestic sources in America as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the watchword now seems to be, you know, more on resilience than on cost. And, you know, that's fine. And that's, you know, that's, as I say, just in case. That's a good, but it means that, you know, a company's going to be making less profits, right? It's going to be making less profits than it was before. And if it's making less profits, it probably means it doesn't have the wherewithal to pay its employees as much money or hire as much employees. So you can see why the companies are doing it. And it may be, you know, in the long haul, it's maybe a good strategy. But in the short term, they're going to get a hit to their profits. And again, they're going to be defensive spending on other things, including wages, including expanding the business.
Well, I mean, the shutdown happened so fast for the entire country, yeah. But the road back looks like it's going to be quite long. So we'll have to see how we get there, and hopefully we can get there as quickly as possible. Rich Miller, reporter at Bloomberg News, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Oscar. Appreciate it.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.